Well, why am I telling you this? Well, I only want you to know what God did, but he died our most agonizing death. But if he had had the fear of Jehovah, he wouldn't have done that. You see, the fear of Jehovah leads to keep this body holy. People that fear Jehovah won't take drugs. Those that fear Jehovah will not commit adultery or fornication. It'll save them from AIDS, too. You know that dread disease? And a number of things. And then that not only leads to keep the body holy, it lends to keep the body healthy. We don't keep the candle burning both ends. Some people think they do God a favor doing it. They don't. Why do you think God gave Israel a Sabbath day? Why? The word Sabbath, Shabbat means rest. He wanted them to rest. He wanted their servants to rest, their mules, their donkeys, their camels, their horses. Everybody rested. Because God knew after a day of rest, you wouldn't have a blue Sunday. No, Kadaka, but a blue Monday. And today, look at those stores. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Unless the Lord comes soon, more than half the population will be in what we call it, mental institutions. God knew what he was doing. But a child of God tries to keep his body healthy. He should eat right, sleep right, live right. So, the fear of Jehovah prolongs life. Not only that, it labors to keep the body free from all harm. A child of God honors the body. All right. Now turn to Proverbs 14:26. And that verse was to me one of the greatest means of comfort when we were in Argentina, in Buenos Aires. In the fear of Jehovah is strong confidence. Bitachon Oz is the Hebrew there? Son?
Miftachos,
all right. Miftach, confidence. In the fear of Jehovah is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. Now, isn't that lovely? So, it is the boon of strong confidence and guarantees a safe refuge. It produces confidence in approach to God. An approach to God. We read in Ephesians, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by faith of him, by the faith of him, of Christ. See that? Strong confidence. In other words, no fear of Jehovah, no access to him. Not only confidence in approach, but confidence in appeal. And this is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. But I can give you a verse. Will somebody, Brother Norman, would you be kind enough to read Psalm 145:19? Psalm 145:19. I know what 18 says. Jehovah is nigh to them that call upon him. The next verse. Hold it right there. Doesn't say those who love him. Of course, that's included. Or those who glorify him. and also worship him. That does, he will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. What does that mean? Well, read the next part of the verse.
He also will hear their cry and will save them.
All right, hear their cry. When you read the word hear their cry in the Bible, what does it refer to? Prayer, doesn't it? So you notice the relation of the fear of Jehovah to prayer. No fear, no answer to prayer. And then confidence also in Christ's appearing. And now, little children, abide ye in him, that's in 1 John 2:28. Abide in him that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. I told you, I backed everything up with Scripture. I mean, there it is.
Then,
beg your pardon? John, 1 John 2:28. Now turn to Proverbs 14:27. The next verse we had before. It is the brimming fountain of life that avoids the snares of death. Listen to this verse. The fear of Jehovah is a fountain of life. To depart from the snares of death. Now, can it be better said than that? The fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. People often say, well, why should I fear God? He's my heavenly father. Well, when you were a little one, you had an earthly father who loved you and whom you loved. Didn't you fear him when you misbehaved? Sure. Then notice, the fear of God, the fear of Jehovah, is the blessing superior to all else. Please turn to Proverbs 15:16. Better is little with the fear of Jehovah than great treasure and trouble or confusion or tumult therewith. Also means riot or fear. Better is the fear of Jehovah, little but the fear of Jehovah, than great treasure with trouble or whatever the word is, confusion. The Hebrew word mahuma means riot, tumult, and so on. The fear of Jehovah is greater, is above possessions, above position, and above popularity. Then please turn with me to Proverbs 15:33. In the fear of Jehovah, the fear of Jehovah is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. So it is the basis of instruction through divine wisdom. Please come with me to Proverbs 16:6. There it is, the break away from evil. Here's a beautiful verse in contrast. By grace and truth, in your Bible it may say by mercy and truth, right? But the Hebrew word is chesed, which means mercy. It is wrongly translated, because that same word is translated mercy, tender mercy, loving kindness, loving favor, goodness. Now, who gave the translators the right to translate it into so many facets? But if any one word means all that, what can it be but grace, don't you see? If it contains all that, then it is grace, don't you see? Now, look what it says. By grace and truth, iniquity is purged. Praise God, that happened on Calvary.